If you would like to perform simple math operations on 1D data sets, that is, .abs or .ave files, such as subtracting, adding, multiplying, or dividing, these can be done simply through a new dataset arithmetic panel. It's available either in the SANS reduction package, under 1D processing, choose subtract 1D datasets, or under the SANS model menu, which shows up in the analysis package, under the 1D arithmetic panel menu item. If we open that, we see a new panel. It shows the datasets that are currently loaded into the experiment. If we choose the silica data from the reduction example as our dataset, we'll use that dataset. If your dataset is not already loaded, you can load the dataset on your own. For the second data set, we don't actually want a data set. What I'll be showing is a simple subtraction of the incoherent background, which is something that is commonly done. If we plot the data, what's plotted actually is the apoferritin data. We can take that off by saying that the data set number 2 is actually unity. So if we check that, we end up with the apoferritin now being grayed out here and being replaced with a null solvent. It's actually just unity for all Q values. We can switch the data set to logarithmic Q values, and we can also now set the range that we'd like to subtract the background from. So if we click on the graph, we can move the circle cursor, since it's highlighted in black here, and move it out to higher Q values. At these higher Q values, we know that we have simply incoherent background scattering. So when we set the matching range, that sets the Q values where the program, when it does a subtraction, will try and set the average value of this Q range to 0. So in this case, the scale factor, or the value of background to be subtracted, is 0.1019 inverse centimeters. It will save the result as this file name internally into Igor's memory. It will not write this file to disk until you tell it. So when you calculate, the bright green result here is the result of subtraction. Again, it has not been saved out to disk. You can change these values, you can change it manually, and if you were to subtract off more background and do the calculation, it would warn you that you already did this subtraction once. Do you want to overwrite this data? In this case, yes, we're still playing around. And in this case, you can see that this value is actually an over-subtraction. We can reset things by getting the matching range again, recalculating, overwriting the data in memory, and now if we do want to save this result, if we click on Save Result, it will allow us to save this to disk. In this case, I don't want to save it, I'll just cancel. And I'm told that no data file was written. The other tabs for adding, multiplying, or dividing two data sets all work in the same way. The green intensity is the result, and the mathematic operation is between the red set and the blue set, and depends on what the scale factor F is. It can either be found automatically or set by the user.